Preemption.
Good evening. How's everybody doing? Good? Good. Wow. Esther, I don't know if there's any way that you can put that one part back up, the red slide that says love like Jesus. By this they will know. I think that's what it said. It's been an interesting week, shall I just say. It's funny, whenever I know that I am supposed to speak on something, God usually kind of comes in and talks to me in different ways that whole week. And things change, and it's just like, okay, God, I gotta listen to you, and I gotta be still, and I gotta go with what you have for me. So tonight my purpose in speaking to you is not to take up time, and it's not for me to speak directly to you. It is hopefully that you will hear Christ through me, because it's totally not about me. And for that, I believe that I need to open in a word of prayer. So can we bow our hearts, please? Our Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you so much for the work that you are doing through the young adults in this church. God, that they are unselfishly using the gifts and the talents that you have given to them. Lord, I pray that you would continue your work in and through them, that you would keep them humble. And God, as I speak tonight, I don't want to be seen. I would much prefer to be hidden behind your cross and that your heart would be heard. Lord, I love you so much, and I praise you, and I give you thanks for what you're going to do in this place tonight. God, even I come expecting to be changed and transformed more into your likeness and image. And I ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's children said, amen. So, like I said, I cannot impact your life. But what Christ does through us can impact other people's lives. And I have a poem that I quite often read and have used many times in speaking. And I will read that to you closer to the end. But what I wanted to share with you tonight is something that seems to be hitting not just our young adult youth generation, but I think it's hitting us all. And it's this thing that we call selfishness. So tonight, I don't want to focus in on selfishness per se. I would like to talk to you about selflessness and how we can live on that road and what it can do and how it can impact us. And if you look at that and you say, love like Jesus, by this they will know. What a beautiful, beautiful statement. Because if we could all seriously just love in such an unconditional, uncondemning, unjudgmental way, we could touch so many people. We could touch their hearts, we could touch their families, we could touch their homes. We could be involved in transformational ministry. How many of you have ever done something selfish? If you don't have your hand up, you need to be up here because you're lying. Okay, how many of you ever have done something not selfish? Yeah. Okay, for the next few minutes, what I want to do with you is I want to share a few stories with you. But these stories had such an impact on my life, and let me explain why. Because over the last 2 years of me working here and just hanging with the young adults, I have heard these stories come directly from you. So in our times of conversations about life and hurts and love and Jesus and being selfless, you probably haven't even been aware that I have been listening so intently and just hiding away in my heart those things that you do for others. And I want to tonight not just kind of say, don't be selfish. I want to say to you tonight, thank you for being selfless. So I want to share a few stories that you guys have shared with me. And the first one comes, and some of you may have gone through this before. I don't know. One of you at least has. I'm not going to call out who you are. You are here tonight. But you shared this beautiful story with me about how you were in the line at Tim Hortons. And it was quite a long line in the drive-thru. And there was another person, a woman, who was trying to get into the line. You ever been in this position at Tim Hortons? Yeah. Where you're trying to get in and people just won't let you in the line and they're just quite rude. Well, this particular person said to me, I just decided, you know, it's a long line, so just let this person in. Well, to this person's amazement, when they got up to get their order, the girl said, it's already been paid for. The person before you paid. Do you see the act of kindness? Do you see what that gesture of saying, it's okay, I'll just let that person in, that selfless act? Now, that's not why we do it. We don't do it to get repaid. But what is so cool is quite often when we take the time to recognize the need of someone else and do a selfless act, God repays us. Not because we deserve it, but because he loves us so much. And it just blows my mind that time and time again, when we realize that we can do these things, we can be blessed. And a lot of people don't understand that living our life in love and selflessness can have such an impact on others around us. There's a few more stories that I just want to share with you. This one is actually, it's a true story as well. And I'm going to, it happened to me. And it was kind of, I'm going to share it with you because, not because I felt I was being selfless, but because I believe that God was actually speaking to me this moment. And Dave, I think, was ready to get me because he says I should never do that kind of thing. But anyway, I was driving to work. I was actually coming in, and it was a Wednesday morning, and we were getting ready to go and pray as pastors around the town. So I was on my way. It was a bit early, and I saw this gentleman, and he looked absolutely exhausted, just burnt right out. And he was walking really slow, and just he had this gas can in his hand, and he's walking, and he just, like, he was not looking good. And I'm driving by, and have you ever had those moments where your heart just goes like this? And you're like, I gotta stop. I should stop and help this guy, right? And then through my head is going, Dave would kill you if you stopped and helped this guy because you're a female, you're in your car by yourself. What if he's got a knife stuck in that gas tank or whatever, right? And I'm thinking, no. So I drove by, and I said, no, I've gotta go. I've gotta go back. And so the whole way back, I'm going, okay, God, you will be my strength. You are my protector. You're my guide. You are my everything. You're my all in all. And why am I doing this? And as I'm saying this to myself, I pull up, and this guy just kind of looks at me. And I said, are you okay? He goes, no, I'm not. And like he was about in tears. And I said, I'm really nervous about doing this. But can I give you a ride to the gas station? But just so you know, there's 9 other pastors waiting for me to pray. And he looks at me and goes, oh, okay. So I said, you can get in. And I'm thinking, should he get in the back? Or should he be at the side? Like, where should I put him on the roof? Like, what should I do here, right? So I'm just like, come on in, right? So he gets in, and I said, so your gas tank is empty? And he's like, yeah, that's why I'm walking to the gas station. And he just, I said to him, you know, I said I was really nervous about stopping. And I just started to open up to him. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah, you know, the world's a pretty scary place now. And he says, well, why are you going to pray? I'm like, because I believe in this amazing God. And he's like, then why are you afraid of me if you believe in this amazing God? And so this guy starts ministering to me, and I'm going, are you serious, right? So we have this incredible, incredible conversation, and I drop him at the gas station, and he turns to me and he says, I was just about ready to give up on mankind. He said, I have walked 27 kilometers, and nobody has stopped for me. I was blown away. This man had problems with his vehicle the night before. He slept in his car. He'd gotten up early. He was lost. He didn't even know what Uxbridge was. And I said, you know, can I just pray with you? So we just took a moment and we prayed. And then he got out of the car, and I went and met with the ministerial, and I said, I just had the most incredible thing happen to me. I had a man on the street who was, you know, down low, just totally remind me of who my God is. So here I am thinking, okay, I'm doing something good for God, and here's this man in his selflessness just opening up and taking that 2 minutes of courage to share with me. random acts of kindness. They are so cool. This is another one that's been given by one of you in this room who shared a story with me about how they were sitting in the lunchroom and how they saw a young woman sitting by herself. And she went over to her friends, her group of friends, were all giggling and laughing and just having a great time. She said, you know, this girl always sits by herself. You know, maybe we should include her. We should invite her in. And they're like, no, why would we do that? This is our little group. This is our little club. She's not cool like we are. And she says, well, if you're not gonna, I'm gonna go. Well, don't invite her back here. So she got up and she said, all right, I won't. I'll eat lunch with her on my own. She picked up her lunch and she went over. And she sat down and she said, hi, my name is, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. And she said, and my name is, and why are you here? And she said, because I saw you sitting by yourself. And I've seen you for several weeks sitting by yourself. And I just really felt that I should come over and introduce myself and maybe just share some conversation. So they shared conversation over this entire lunch period. And at the end of the lunch period, this girl looked square in the face of the other one and said, thank you. She said, I was at the point of taking my life if someone had not spoken to me. I have sat for so long on my own and nobody cared. What's happening here? It's people like you and me who are listening to God, who are listening to that spirit who lives inside of us, to be honest, to be real, to take that time. She could have chosen to stay with her 10 cool friends, but she chose to walk in faith to somebody she did not know, and thank goodness she did. That young woman today is happy because she has a friend. Who are you befriending? Who are you leaving behind? Are you being selfish and keeping your little club, your little group to yourself? Or are you being selfless and in being all-inclusive, just as Jesus would? I received a phone call from a youth who was in our youth group at our previous church. And she said to me, Kathy, you know, there's many times that you sat with me and you talked with me about different things and about what Jesus can do and about how the impact of our lives can have such a huge impact on other people. And she says, I sat there and I used to remember those times you invited me out for coffee. Now, if you don't know what that means, if I ever invite you out for coffee, it means you're in trouble, okay? Because I don't like coffee. So if I invite you out for tea or hot chocolate, that's a cool thing. But if I say you want to go for coffee, people usually run. So this girl said, I remember the many, many times you invited me for coffee to correct me in something I had done wrong. And she says, now I am so thankful. I am so thankful for those times. And I said, what happened? And she said, I had a friend die today. And I said, what? And she said, he left the house after having a disagreement with his new wife. And he decided that he was going to do a selfish thing. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, he decided he was going to text while he was driving this morning. And I said, what? I said, I'm not getting this. And she said, he left after an argument. They've only been married a short period of time. He was texting and driving to his buddy saying, we had this big fight, and he's explaining everything. And when he looked up, it was too late. The truck was there, and he was killed instantly. And I said, so why are you telling me this is selfish? She said, because I didn't realize that the things that you had taught us over the years in youth ministry, that some of that stuff really makes sense. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, when I get in the wheel, behind the wheel of a car and I text a friend, she said, I am being selfish. Because she said, I don't realize the impact that I'm going to have on the people's lives around me if my life gets taken. And I said, I sat on the other end of the phone and I didn't even know what to say. And then I got into work and I realized that the accident had happened right outside of the Lawson's store. Some of their employees had actually seen the accident. Guys, I'm not here to judge. And I'm not here to say to you, don't do this and don't do that. But I am here to say to you, please try to live selflessly. And if that means that you have to do something like take the keys from a buddy who's had too much to drink, then take them. Offer them a couch. Get them to stay with you. If that means yourself having to take your phone and literally put it in the trunk because you don't have that stick-to-itivity that you need to have to stay off the phone while you're driving, then do it. Because I'll tell you, the impact that you have on others and the choices that you make is crazy huge. It's crazy. Selflessness is huge. It's amazing. And your life when you live selflessly is such a blessing to others and such an incredible blessing to yourself. Because you don't live with that guilt and that shame, and you just live with joy, with joy. There are so many selfless acts and so many things that have been done, and I'm not going to give you too many more stories, but I want to say this to you, that a moment for me that changed me in ministry was when we took, I think it was about 44 kids downtown Toronto who had never been out of the small town that we were ministering in. They had never been out of this small town that was 1,000 people. And we took them down with the purpose for them to see life differently. What happens on the streets of Toronto. We prayed with them, we got into vehicles, and we went down. And we said to them, this is what you're going to see. And we told them everything. You're going to see prostitution, you are going to see drugs being dealt, you are going to see people living on the street, you are going to see this, 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 and this. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Well, when we got them down there, all of a sudden, they just clung to us. And they're like, why are we seeing all this? And I said, because this is the way people live. This is reality. And we took them literally to the depths of Toronto, to the back alleys and the back streets, and it was minus 40 degrees out. And we went to this little Tim Hortons to try to warm up for a bit, and a few homeless people walked in. And our youth were hit with selflessness in such a way that it impacted my life forever. We saw our kids get up and literally give their hats, their scarves, their mitts, their coats, everything that they had. And one boy said, my mom is gonna kill me because I've given my coat, I just got this, it was like $300, and I said, the youth budget will cover it. Do not worry. I said, if God is telling you to do something selfless, do it. Their lives were changed. My life was changed. The impact that it had on our youth group and that small town was absolutely phenomenal. I ask you, how do you live your life? How are you living your life? Are you thinking more about you? Or are you thinking more about your neighbor, your mom, your dad, the person at school? Who are you thinking more about? As I was traveling to our head office to this past week, I asked God for a moment. I said, God, I just love it when you speak to me. And people say to me, what do you mean he speaks to you? He speaks to me in different ways. He speaks to me through music. He speaks to me through things that he allows me to see. He speaks to me just through the words of others sometimes, through their encouragement. And I just said, God, you know, like, we have redemption this week, and I'm just praying for the band, and God, I just want to know how at work you are today. Can you just talk to me? And I'm talking away, and I'm sure if anybody in the other car saw me, they're probably, she's either on the phone or she's psycho, right? So, yeah, number two. So, anyway, I'm turning on the radio, and it's Life 100.3, and some awesome tunes are playing, and then all of a sudden, Junkie Rhodes comes on, and he's just like, I can't believe what I just heard. And he's just, then there's like silence on the radio. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here, right? And he goes, I just heard the most selfless thing I've ever heard. He says, let me share the story with you. He says, we'll wait for the next song. So he starts to speak about something that has just been called into him on the radio. Okay, you got to think. I've just been praying, Lord, let me know how real you are, how amazing you are, and that you are still at work. Okay, this guy, a bus driver in Barrie, is on his route. He sees a homeless man, he believes, wandering the street, and he says what just amazed him the most was he had no shoes on. He's just walking barefoot, okay, and he's filthy. And he looked, and it was a woman that was on the bus that called in to Junkie about this because she was just blown away. So he thought, do I stop? What do I do? You know, he's got a bus full of people, right? So he doesn't stop. He keeps going. The next day, the same woman gets on the bus, same bus driver, because it's the same route, it's the same time, okay? Same homeless guy, same clothes, no shoes. And he's walking labored. And he stops the bus, and he turns to the people on the bus, and he says, I'm really sorry, I won't be long. He says, but yesterday I passed this man by, and I can't do it again. Just bear with me. He gets off the bus. This is a packed bus. And he goes up to this man, and he takes his shoes and socks off of his own feet, and he hands them to the man. And he says, you need these more than I do. This woman just looks at this guy and says, buddy, what was that? He goes, isn't that what we're supposed to do? Aren't we supposed to think less of ourselves and more of others? Aren't we supposed to be selfless and not selfish? Aren't we supposed to love as Jesus did? Can you imagine this conversation between a woman and a bus driver on a public bus? I'm not kidding you. I'm in the car and I'm just like, okay, God, if that wasn't speaking to me directly about what I needed to hear, then what was? Guys, can I say this to you? Our God is alive. He is real and he is working every single day, every single moment of the day. Our problem is we are so wrapped up in us that we don't see it. We don't see it. So I say to you, I challenge you. Love like Jesus does. Give of yourself whenever you possibly can. And it's not about the reward. But I will tell you this, you will have an unbelievable sense of joy. Unbelievable sense of joy. What's missing from our young adults today, from our youth today? Let me say this to you. You're not experiencing God. You're not truly experiencing Him. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's because you don't have time. Maybe it's because you're afraid. Maybe it's because you're seeing garbage go on at home or in a church. And you're just like, why should I bother? I'll tell you what, bother. Give yourself a month. Give yourself a month to seriously get into God. And you won't want to go any other way. And if you're here tonight and you don't know who God is, may I say this to you? Get to know Him. If you've never, ever spoken to Him or experienced Him or or received him into your own life, I will tell you, it is the best gift you could give yourself. Probably the one of the most selfish things you'll ever do for yourself. But it will be the best relationship and friendship that you have ever entered into. So I ask you, are you giving of yourself, of your time, of your finances? These things that people here have told me about, how they've done selfless acts. A young man who stopped by and helped a guy with his roof and didn't ask for pay is sitting in this room. What are you doing? When God asks you to do something, are you doing it? Are you being selfless? I'm going to close with this. I have a best friend, and no, his name is not Dave. He's my second best friend. My best friend's name is Jesus. And over 2,000 years ago, he came and he walked this place. And may I say this to you, he is the most selfless person that ever lived. He is the person who, when he was hanging on a cross and there were people literally spitting and cursing and mocking and ripping apart his clothes and casting lots for them, he looked to his father and he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." How selfless is that? Hanging there for you and for me, for our sins, past, present, future. That is selflessness. I don't want to be like you, Brittany, as much as I love you and as many qualities that you have that are awesome. I don't want to be like you, Karen, with your beautiful voice. And this is no offense. I want to be like Jesus. He is my goal. He is my marker. And he is the one that I looked up to. I want to be selfless like him. I fall, yeah, I fall short many times. But I dust myself off and I get back up and I say, okay, God, just use me. Just use me. And you know what? It's a blast. It is so much fun learning and growing under him. He laid his life down for us. He asked his own father to forgive. And then he said that he would leave somebody with us, the Holy Spirit, to reside in us, to take care of us until his return. What an incredibly awesome God that we serve. So I ask this of you today. Are you going to be selfless or selfish? Whose life do you want to touch? I want to read this poem to you and then I'm going to close. The impact of one life. When a pebble is dropped into a lake, it quickly disappears from sight. But its impact leaves behind a series of ripples that broaden and reach across the water. In the same way, the impact of one life that is lived for Christ will leave behind an influence for good that will reach the lives of many others. Is your ripple going to be one of selflessness or selfishness? Is your ripple going to be one that leaves smiles on other people's faces? What impact are you going to leave? If you know Jesus, if you've asked him into your heart, and if you are serving him, I ask you this. Are you owning what lives inside of you? Or are you just walking around playing the part? May I say this to you? Own it. Understand it. Get to know your Savior. Read about him, talk about him, live it out. Be that young adult that you have been called to be. If you don't know him, I suggest you take a chance. Get to know him. Ask him into your life. He'll change you. His love is awesome. His love is real. His love is selfless. Are you living for him? Are you walking with him? Are you in relationship with him? Because may I say this, it is the best relationship you'll ever have. Let's bow our hearts. If the band would like to come up. Our Heavenly Father, your heart is where I'm at. You are so amazing. Your selflessness is such an incredible, incredible example to each one in this room and then beyond. Lord, may we be people that would learn to just think about others first instead of ourselves. May we learn to be people that want to walk with you in such a close way that we leave a ripple effect behind that says, wow, he, she, they must know Jesus. God, we want to impact not just our lives and our families' lives, but we want to impact those people at the schools that we attend. We want to impact the people where we work. We want to impact the people in our own churches that need to be selfless, that need to focus in on you and what you are all about. Forgive us for our selfish ways. Lord, we love you and praise you and thank you that we can just be here tonight and bask in your presence. And now we just like to continue to worship you because you are the only one that is worthy. Would you accept this as a selfless act, God, our worship unto you? And we ask these things in your name. Amen.